I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. Respectful work of art or propaganda? That's what our next story is about. The context is a dispute between South Korea and Japan that dates back to World War II, a dispute that now includes a statue in California, as Valerie Hamilton reports.
Earlier this month, a group of city officials from Japan came to Glendale, California with an unusual demand. They want the city to take down its newest civic monument. Tokyo City Assemblywoman Yoshiko Matsuura spoke through an interpreter.
The statue does not represent historical fact. Why is it right to erect this kind of statue in America?
The monument is a bronze statue of a girl in traditional Korean dress next to an empty chair. It's a memorial to wartime comfort women, a euphemism for sex slaves used by Japanese soldiers during World War II. And it aims to keep alive a history that many Japanese would rather forget.
They were raped maybe 10 times a day, on weekends as many as 40 to 50 times a day. Majority of them were teenagers.
Phyllis Kim is part of the Korean-American group that put the memorial up here. It's the fourth one built in the U.S. since 2010. The idea is to use U.S. public opinion to push Japan to officially, fully apologize.
Because of the ties of these two countries and because of the status of the United States in the world scene, what we think as Americans plays a role and can have an impact how Japanese react to this history.
Tomoyuki Sumori says that's not fair.
The United States is a country based on fairness, and this is not the right place for them to wage that kind of anti-Japan propaganda.
Sumori is Japanese, a banker who retired to Los Angeles, and he's fighting the memorials. He says the statue insults Japan on the soil of a close ally.
I thought I have to do something about it to preserve integrity, honor, and pride of our country.
Sumori isn't alone. Since the Glendale statue went up last summer, other Japanese politicians have visited to complain too. Glendale City Council has received thousands of angry emails, and its sister city in Japan canceled a student exchange. Phyllis Kim, the Korean-American activist, sees an upside to the dust-up here. It's getting media attention in Japan, too, and reminding people what happened to the comfort women.
A lot of people, I think, got a second chance to think about it. Every German kids know about Holocaust, but Japanese government just tried to downplay what happened.
Almost 70 years since the war ended, the issue of the comfort women still sparks conflict between South Korea and Japan. Recently, South Korea's president said she won't meet Japan's prime minister until it's resolved. Some right-wing politicians in Japan still say the military wasn't behind the brothels. The few surviving comfort women, all in their 80s and 90s, say not so. Ok Sun Yi says she was walking on the side of a road in 1942 when she was abducted by soldiers and brought to a Japanese military brothel in China. She was 15. She's 87 now, living in a home for survivors like her outside of Seoul. We speak over Skype through a translator. She's tiny, with white hair, frail and quiet, until I ask about Japan. She shakes her fist, saying Japan's government is trying to rewrite history and dishonor women like her. She says she's thankful for the U.S. memorials. But it's not clear what impact memorials and public opinion here can have on policy in Japan. Congress has already called on Japan to apologize. They haven't. And now people on both sides of the dispute are taking it to the White House. A We the People petition to take down Glendale's monument has more than 126,000 signatures so far. Meanwhile, a counter petition to protect the statue is at 103,000 and counting. For The World, I'm Valerie Hamilton, Los Angeles.